Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And just say happy holidays to everybody. And we're having another show of healings here. We'll bring in some of the divine energies for you so they can do healings with you also a little bit later on the show. So I guess the first thing, if you want to type into the fast chat, maybe some questions and answers about the Lightship and healings, we can do that. And I'll just talk a little bit here. Had kind of a busy week. We've done a wonderful clearing on two people so far with the Immaculate Conception energy. I'll just talk to you about that here. That allows you to, in a sense, reprogram your life from your creation week by week, starting with 1 week going to typically 36 to 37 weeks. And you're able to actually input with your spirit during this conception process your talents that you may want to have brought forward more, and also maybe physical attributes. And then we've done a lot of parallel life clearings, which takes people from the dark side planets. Been doing two of those actual type of sessions. One of them is the cloned Earth planets and clone bodies like yourself. So just think of a couple thousand lifetimes like what you have right now that you're forced into in the dark side, but it looks like you're still on this planet. And then the other part is where you go into actual dark side universes and you have a physical body there like your own. So I've done those clearings this week. Did dark side practitioners, spells and curses. That one's a heavy clearing too. Naturally, getting off into the ET realm here, I've done a lot of abduction clearings for people. This is where people get abducted, and which I will say everybody listening has been abducted. Everybody on the planet has been abducted probably at least a half a dozen times or more, more like maybe up to 20. And but you may not notice that. The ones that do really understand being abducted, it could be maybe a couple hundred times or more. So what happens is you have a special code in your body, and you're like tagged, we'll say, and this tagging allows them to find you. So the Lightship goes and actually does, say, spiritual warfare, we'll call it, to eliminate this code from you. Then they go after the extraterrestrial races that have abducted you, and they're terminated because this is all against your free will. And so that's one of the clearings. This deals with your body. And then we also have done clearings so far with your spirit barcode. This is what keeps you reincarnating here, because your spirit, when it comes to the earth plane for the first time, so I'll just say that when you first came here 40,000 years ago, you were stamped with the barcode on your spirit. So your spirit cannot leave. It's like a tracking device on your spirit, much like the other one, the abduction code, which is going to extraterrestrial spacecraft. So we've done that clearing. I've done the matrix clearings. Matrix clearings get you out of the mind control here from the ETs. So that allows you to have a higher consciousness and to get yourself out of the matrix system, kind of like in the movie The Matrix. Then I've done sludge body clearings. This is where the dark side comes into your energetic field. They have this sticky goo around you, and there are six of these clearings that I do with people. And this is the way they enter into your body. And then naturally, I've done the clearings where we work with your magnetic bodies. This is what the dark side attaches to, and kind of makes you get out of whack a little bit, because these bodies get turned. This I've done samples on this radio program, too, of. So anyway, this has been kind of a heavy week, dealing with people with, you know, different types of problems. Most of these things are pretty awful. I did the last radio program, we did the ET abduction clearing for your sexual organs, and a lot of people felt that. It was just, for me, very horrendous to actually feel the energy going through me, and to feel the people on the other end having to go through that. So I actually, at times, will actually see the ET spaceships that and the lights and the beings that are non-light that have actually taken you. And then the light beings go in and terminate them. So naturally, the simple things are the emotional clearings that I do with people and the other things. But yeah, we do go off into the other realms here of consciousness. Remember, this is time of ascension. So this is why you need to get prepared to be able to understand and to realize that you need to get all your energy back to yourself. This is what the Earth Spirit is doing. So we'll kind of switch gears here a little bit. We'll first do some entity clearing for everybody and get rid of the stuff that's preventing you from probably moving on, because entities don't want to do that. They come in and they take over your consciousness. They take over your thoughts, and you think the thoughts are your own. And unfortunately, they're not, but until you actually have an entity clearing, it's difficult for you to even understand what I'm talking about, because the entities will always tell you that you don't need it. So if you're really willing to work on yourself, then I would say get an entity clearing. And I don't have to do the emotional clearing for that first. The entity one is very good to do. So here we go. Can you release some of the entities from you? And in an hour session, I probably get normally at least 50 to probably maybe a couple hundred released out of you. So that helps you out a lot. If I would do a session, that would probably be maybe 4 hours in length. Or if you wish to have 4 one-hour sessions, your whole life would probably change, because these entities would be out of you that are controlling your life. And the ones that go are gone. But naturally, you know, we can attract more just by thinking. Think a negative thought, they're going to come into you, because they deal in negativity. And they deal with situations that we have in our life. So the best thing is not to think of a negative thought so you don't attract entities. And here we go. We're going to work with the bottom of your feet now, going up to your ankles, knees, going up to your waist. Here we go. And then naturally, entities body hop between generations. So you could have all the entities, you know, going back maybe the last 300-400 years from each person, you know, riding with you. And you may wonder why you're confused in this lifetime. It's because the entities are with you. They body hop because they know the relatives, and they hop into the next relative, and then naturally on down the line. So you could be born having maybe a couple thousand of these entities easily attached to you without you even knowing it. And then they'll come forward as you start living your life, and they'll attempt to control you. Kind of in the old days, I've never seen cartoons, you may remember this, where you see like an angel on one person's shoulder whispering into their maybe their left ear, and the right ear is like a devil talking to them. And we don't see that any longer, but that's what used to be shown a lot on some of the TV programs, as far as like a cartoon situation. And that's probably what it was referring to, is that the dark side through entities are attaching to you, getting you to do different things that you really didn't want to do yourself. But once they take over your body and they possess you, then this is what happens. So working now, going up to our neck. And here we go. And top of our head. So we'll see what energies we can bring in today. We have a request for Archangel Uriel, so I'll put that in here. We'll do that one probably right off the bat here after we do a few clearings here. And here we go. Going to bring more of you back into your body. So coming in. So I'll just count to 10 as you come in stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, you should feel a little better. Let's do a chakra alignment, heart chakra. There we go, moving that. Good. Throat chakra, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. Another request for an archangel. Gabrielle. So here we go. Got that down here. Okay. And do an opening of your chakras. So go body width. Unless you want it more, that's your request if you want to have it stronger. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Okay, throat chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Third eye. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Power chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. First chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Okay, now we'll do the mind to heart drop. And again, just think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, where your thoughts are between your ears. This is the voice inside of your head. I'm going to drop that down into your heart area so you can become heart-centered. So here we go. Dropping down. Think of the elevator moving down from the 10th floor to the first. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Put some music on here and stay in your heart center. Connect with your spirit. Bring in Archangel Uriel. So if you're new to the program, or if you're not new, why don't you go to the light beam on your monitor screen. If you're new, just click on Creation Lightship Healing. And then from there, scroll down a little ways, about an inch on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a light beam underneath the blinking flower. So it's the same one that comes up on the BBS homepage of ours here. So just scroll down, and you're going to see the light beam there. We're going to activate her right now, or activate, actually, Archangel Uriel. So here we go. It's being activated right now, so stronger. It's coming in. Very wonderful. And if this is the first time of you listening, just watch. Maybe blink your eyes every 15 seconds or so, and you actually see the energy change. And you're going to see the eyes get brighter. The rays will change colors. The face will become more three-dimensional. And then we had a question here. There's so many healings. Which ones do I start off with? Well, if you want to start off having healings to work on yourself to have a better life, you want to go to the initial empowerment sessions, and those are what you want to have first. And so you could scroll down and actually see the list of services here. And that's what you want to start off with, is the initial empowerment sessions. Okay, and here comes Archangel Uriel, very strong here. Feels great to me, so I'll just put some music on again. And you can just sit back and relax and allow this wonderful divine energy to come into you. Here's Archangel Gabriel. Another archangel. How about our Archangel Ariel? Archangel Metatron. A few more archangels here for everybody. Let's bring in Archangel Melchizedek. If you have one yourself you want to bring in, just type it on the fast chat. Energies are, we call, love comes walking in. Actually, we'll bring in Archangel Michael. Complete the three M's here. So here comes Archangel Michael. Another request, Archangel Raphael. Here comes the energy through the light beam. Hey, we had a request for Baby Jesus energy. So this will be wonderful. So here it comes. Sit back and just experience the energy of Baby Jesus. We'll call it the Holy Family. So we have Jesus. Let's bring in Mother Mary. So again, here she comes in through the light beam. Stay heart-centered. Bring in now Father Joseph. Another energy which you haven't brought in before. We're bringing in the energy of Jesus, his birth energy. So this is when he was very first born. So here it comes to the light pain, and you may feel a lot of intensity coming into your body right now. Pure light. bring in the energy of the star Bethlehem. So again, it'll come in through the light beam, unless you want to bring up the creation lightship insignia. It'll come through that also. Ships that was watching him from the lightship. In the energy of the ascension of Jesus. So this is how it felt for him to do the ascension. Here's the energy that the light ship transmitted to him. So you're going to find it very energizing. You might want to even feel like you're lifting up out of your seat. So here we go. This energy is coming in, and you can either watch it through the light beam or the creation light ship insignia. In the song by Van Halen, it starts off, contact is all it takes. Love comes walking in. And this is your contact with these beautiful energies. And more solely, it's, you know, to contact the energy what's inside of yourself, your spirit. bring in the 12 source energies, and here comes number one. Number two. Divine source energy number three. Energy number four. Source energy number five. Thank you.
Divine Source Energy Number 6. Source Energy Number 7. Source Energy Number 8. Energy Number 9. Divine Source Energy number 10. Source Energy number 10. Source Energy number 11. Wonderful evening, and I hope you all enjoyed these divine energies. We have a special conference call if you wish to come on. It's January 3rd. It's a four-hour special call where you can actually feel the ascension energies month by month, 1 month at a time. The cost is a minimum $20 donation, and it starts at 1 o'clock PST. So if you're interested, just connect with me. Send me an email. You can go on the website and also pay there through PayPal.
So I'll just say blessings to all of you. If you want to try out the special water activations, it's also on the website, which is creationlightship.com. And it's a wonderful experience. You get a lot of healing waters there. So I'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful, happy holidays and blessings, and see you all later. Our next show will be this coming Friday at the same time as this one on Station 2. Blessings.